getting things set up. Technical difficulty here. Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your word. We look to you in all things and in every way, and we pray that as we are together in your word, that you would be blessed and it would accomplish all that you have determined. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand as we recite the Shema together. The Shema. And I'll do it in Hebrew first, at least hopefully Hebrew. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elecha, Ve'kol Levacha, Uve'kol Neshefka, Uve'kol Modeka, Ve'ahavta Iracha, Kamoka, Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for your life and truth. We ask that you would accomplish everything that you intend for us in at this, our time together as your people. Amen. Please be seated. 2 Samuel 18:28. Ahimaaz called and said to the king, "All is well." And he prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. And he said, "Blessed is the Lord God, who has delivered up the men who lifted their hands against my lord the king." Today we continue with our time in this passage with regard to the fact that the Lord is to be blessed by his people as his hand of deliverance and protection and provision and mercy and loving kindness and grace is ever in evidence. Day by day, no matter what, the raging fury of the powers arrayed against us as the witnesses of his sovereignty and might, Jehovah shows himself greater and mightier than the vilest oppressors of his beloved children. And please understand that this does not mean that we will never face the violent upheaval that is directed against those who proclaim his honor and his majesty. Rather, no matter what the trials or the tribulations and persecutions of this world, the Lord is the one who has us well in his hands. He rules and he overrules the every scheme of this age. We will most likely suffer physically, financially, violently, and mortally, as did our Savior and our Lord. But we face it all knowing that whatever takes place will only prove the greater measure of his faithfulness in comforting the every ill and in welcoming us home into his loving embrace at the end of our time on this earth. For this tremendous assurance of his beneficent and wondrous and awesome holding us firmly for all of eternity, he is to be forever blessed and honored and adored and glorified. Therefore, we continue to view the accounts of his manifold mercy and action in our reading together of those faithful and true witnesses of the love of the Lord as detailed in the living Word of God. Please open to 2 Chronicles 20, 25 through 30, wherein we're encouraged in the way that King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah were the recipients of the gracious working power of God. This was so evident in the salvation that was wrought forth against the overwhelming powers of the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. Those allied forces were so numerous that the inhabitants of Jerusalem despaired of anything other than utter devastation enveloping. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of the people and called to Jehovah to prove himself mighty for the sake of his testimony in all the earth. As a result of their concern for the witness and for the name of the Lord, God intervened, and the people of Jerusalem did not even have to go into battle. Through the work of God in the minds of those enemies, they turned on each other and completely destroyed one another with all the infighting and distrust and jealousy and treachery. The after effect of this internal annihilation of those enemies is detailed for us in this passage, 2 Chronicles 20, 25 through 30. The people of Judah so honored God in their abundant gratitude and rejoicing in the provision of his mighty salvation in their deliverance. 2 Chronicles 20, 25 through 30. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found much among them, including goods, garments, and valuable things, which they took for themselves, more than they could carry. And they were 3 days taking the spoil, because there was so much. Then on the fourth day they assembled in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore they have named that place the valley of Berakah until today. And every man of Judah and Jerusalem returned with Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with harps, lyres, and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the lands when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest on all sides. The important thing to notice is how the people of Jerusalem returned to the city of God with utmost joy in the Lord. They were singing the praise and the adoration and the worship of God with harps, lyres, and trumpets, as they brought that rejoicing in the house of Jehovah. Also of note is the after effect in all those nations of the lands around Judah. There was a great fear of the Lord because all the peoples knew that the God of Israel had gone forth to destroy that massive army that had been seeking to annihilate the people of God. The Lord God Jehovah preserved this people because they were seeking for His name to be honored and praised and blessed in all the land surrounding them. And God gave them peace on all sides. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We now turn to the psalmist as he recounts the fact that God is to receive the praise and the glory and the adoration as He works to make known His so great salvation upon those who are His people. Please open to the 115th Psalm, and we will read it together. Herein, the psalmist declares the immense difference that is in place between the God of Israel and the idols of the nations who would try to destroy the testimony of Jehovah. Psalm 115, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to Thy name give glory, because of Thy loving kindness, because of Thy truth. Why should the nation say, 'Where now is their God?' But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever He pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth He has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But as us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord." This psalm is just filled with the reality that God is to be blessed for all His wondrous working power displayed on the behalf of His beloved and set apart creation, those who believe and trust in Him. He shows Himself ever and forever mighty to save and mighty to shower His people with the every manifestation of His love and His grace and His mercy. He makes Himself known to those whom He has redeemed with the might and the love and the security of His omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. For all of that and so much more, Jehovah is to be praised and to be reverenced and to be blessed with the every fiber of our being. Then in Psalm 124, there is the detailed expression of the heart of those who know the saving grace and mercy of God. Just as He rescued His nation over and over again, so does He make Himself that rock of our salvation. His name is to be blessed again and again and again. Psalm 124, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, had it not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the waters would have engulfed us. The stream would have swept over our soul. Then the raging waters would have swept over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not left us to be torn by their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We are to bless the Lord in the midst of the strife and the anguish and the hardship. Note that the psalmist mentions the fact that the people were in such awful times of distress and torment, and yet there was that call to bless the Lord, no matter what, in good times and in the hard times. We are to bless the Lord because He is the one who brings us through it all to His glory and to His praise. He is our Creator and our Sustainer, and for that, He is always to be blessed by the mouths and the lives of His created ones. Then the psalmist followed up with the declaration of Psalm 144, verses 1 through 3. This is in the fact that God even so cares for such as we are on this earth. When we consider who God is and how minuscule we are in the grand panorama of His creation, it boggles our thoughts and our conceptions that He would care for such as we are before Him. He is to be blessed again and again and again. Psalm 144, 1 through 3. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My loving kindness and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield and He in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. O Lord, what is man that Thou dost take knowledge of him, or the son of man that Thou dost think of him? It's amazing that the Almighty, Creator of everything that is created, cares for us who are here on this earth but for a mere wisp of time. And yet He loves us, and He sustains us, and He provides everything that is needed for each situation of every day. For that, our God is to be blessed beyond every measure of our ability. Entering into the New Testament, we have one of the greatest expressions of God's care and keeping and working power for the sake of such as we are, succinctly described by the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20. The full breadth of His creation stands firmly in the fact that God so loved the world that He sent forth His only begotten Son to die and then be resurrected from that death in order that we, that humanity could come into the life that He has prepared for us. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered Himself up for me. In Jesus, the blessing of God and the blessing unto God were brought forth in the way of God's great love. He lavishes the full treasury of heaven upon those who would but believe and accept the free gift that God offered without any stipulated or demanded recompense on our behalf. It is because He so loves us that we so desire to bless Him with those lives and those hearts that want only to show forth unto others the life of Jesus Christ, who now indwells and lives forth from us, to those who are in such need. Because of the blessing of salvation in Jesus, we are now made part of His family, His church on this earth. We live by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, those lives which serve to show the difference and the reality of who now has complete sovereignty in our lives and in the whole of creation. For a while now, it has been more and more impressed upon us that we do not just live for ourselves any longer with the idea that we can do what we want because we have that eternal fire insurance. That is the way that some supposed Christians teach and think about what has taken place in the receipt of Jesus' eternal salvation. They feel they can do anything they want without any repercussions. They look at salvation as some kind of get-out-of-jail-free card that will cover the entirety of their selfish and self-centered walk on this earth. The truth, however, is that when we truly begin to learn how blessed we are in Jesus Christ, we do not want to do anything that would cause God other than being blessed in the testimony that we present on this earth. We are here now at this time as the witness to others of the great love of God. We are to present in thought and in deed and in word the truth of unto whom we live in all fealty and honor and praise and blessing unto Him. Accordingly, the Lord is working in us to deal with those elements that are no longer to have any part of our expression after ourselves. Rather, we are being taught the true reality of the manifested grace of God so freely lavished upon those who will become a blessing unto Him. We are to trust and to honor and to obey. We are to spend time with Him in prayer, in fellowship, and in worship, and in the study and feasting upon His Word. We are to live under the full pleasure of His heart being blessed because we love Him. And we are so filled with that absolute gratitude for all His miraculous love being our very life. This will all come to the culmination that is expressed so vividly by the writer of the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. Please open to Revelation 19, 1 through 7. This is the declaration of that will come into fruition in the plan and the purpose of God as the whole of creation beholds the marriage of Christ with His bride, the church. In that, God will receive the acclaim and the adoration and the manifested blessing as His love is shown in concert with the sovereign lordship of Jesus over the entirety of all that has been created. Revelation 19, 1 through 7. After these things I heard, as it were, a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because His judgments are true and righteous. For He has judged the great harlot who is corrupting the earth with her immorality, and He has avenged the blood of His bondservants on her. And a second time they said, Hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came from the throne saying, Give praise to our God, all you His bondservants, you who fear Him, the small and the great. And I heard it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. In this reveal, joining together of man with his Creator, the Lord will be blessed by the entire spectrum of His design and plan and purpose. The mutual blessings of humanity and Creator will fill the eons of eternity with praise and worship and the adoration of the Lord our God. So be it. And Amminimus called and said to the king, All is well. And he prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. And he said, Blessed is the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who lifted their hands against my Lord the King. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord together.